you've probably heard the saying that every picture tells a story. But when it comes to marketing your business, what kind of images, layout, and graphic design will generate the most sales for you? We'll talk about that today here in StrategicCast. I'm Mike Connolly. This is where we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So we dive in. Somebody asked me the other day, a prospective client was wondering, should I send out lumpy mail or what's known as street email in a mail campaign to a local neighborhood to sell this product that I have for high-end homeowners in the area? And my answer to the question was, well, it really depends. I've heard people had very good results with 3D mail. By the way, 3D mail, in case you're wondering, is besides being the name of a company that helps specialize in that type of direct mail campaign, the idea of 3D mail or lumpy mail is when you attach something ridiculous or eye-catching to the top of a sales letter. You know, let's say you attach one of those little restaurant packets of pepper onto the top of your letter, and the letter starts out with, you may be wondering why I've attached this packet of pepper to the top of the page. It's because the letter goes on to say, it's because if your sales are just not enough to sneeze at, I thought you might be able to use this, you know, something ridiculous to that effect. But the idea is to catch somebody's attention but most importantly is to get the mail piece opened so it gets past the circular file and hits the A pile when people are sorting their mail. So the question really is, you know, it kind of boils down to what role does design and graphic layout and imaging play in your marketing, whether it's direct mail, whether it's email setup and format, whether it's landing pages, whether your website. We know that design is hugely important, and Apple proved that with, you know, the whole generation of different devices that they came up with. You know, they really went beyond putting chips together and keyboards and things like that that had the functionality and created something that people really responded to and used. And they did that in their, and they still do that in their marketing and advertising. But as a business owner, depending on where what stage your business is in, having a beautiful design could detract from your sales. I'll give you an example. When I had a real estate investing company, one of the very best, probably the best mail campaign I ever did, that generated a $90,000 deal that closed in less than 21 days, was really all it was an ugly little yellow 4x6 postcard. It went to the right list, had the right message on it, and it was actually, you know, it had this sort of typewriter font. It looked like, you know, it could have come from your Uncle Fred type of thing. And that campaign beat out other, you know, kind of more dressed up, glossy looking type images that you see with direct mail, especially in the real estate niche. So the point of all this is, what do you do about that? How do you decide what role design plays in your advertising and marketing? And the answer that I gave to this the person that was asking me the other day, I said, you know, the thing of it is, you got to test. And even in the case of the lumpy mail or the 3D mail question, like I said, I have heard people had very good results with that, and I highly recommend checking into it. But I also know people that have tested it and found that a simple, plain envelope, nothing fancy about it at all, got just as good a result at far less cost. So the answer always, always, always comes down to test and find out, you know, what actually works in your market. Of course, that's going to depend on what your budget and time frame allow. And the thing would be to also focus on who your ideal client is, who your ideal customer is. That will give you a clue to what it is that you want to test first. first, and that could be the most economical way for you to test. Okay, so there you go. Every picture tells a story. How do you incorporate that into your marketing and sales campaigns to generate the most bang for your buck, the highest return on your ad spend? I hope you found this helpful. If you enjoyed this episode, please download, post a review, hit subscribe, share it with a friend, send me your questions, comments, or topic requests over to Twitter at Strategic Copy, or visit our website, strategiccopy.com. We've got a contact form there. You can just shoot us a quick message there. Love to hear from you. The more you engage, the better we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.